Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
So then, welcome to this week's Opinionated Marketers with me, Kieran Kapoor, and Charles Nixon. Charles, the story this week has got to be the continuation of lockdown for the UK.
Yes, I suppose it has, really. I mean, it's yesterday's news in one respect, quite literally, more of the same. It does, I think, accentuate the issues that have been rising for many in the various sectors in the UK over the last sort of 6 months, which are essentially that there will be shortages and adaptation will be needed. The latest survey from McKinsey's, which was looking at the digital adoption curve over the last 6 months, shows that customers are slowing down their digital acceptance and only going with companies which are managing a higher, what they call, unfortunately, phygital, with a PH, but essentially speaking, are talking about human and physical attributes at the core of what it is that they offer, not just going fully digital. And I think this is probably an important point. As we experience shortages, we need to identify, in a marketing perspective, where our key resources should be placed, and much of that is going to be human beings. A lot of the shortages that have been talked about now is staff shortages and skill shortages. And the biggest frustration, I think, for most customers is in customer service these days, which has tried to be automated but very poorly done so. So I think companies that are going to have extended lockdowns, if they're going to survive, have got to reallocate their resources to the areas where customers want to see it most.
Yes, the McKinsey article is very interesting because it does talk about the fact that we all rush to digital. Of any generation, everybody rushed to digital. Well, we didn't have much choice, did we, back in March last year? But now, as we've been allowed to open up and start to get more into the physical world, people are very definitely choosing to do so. And it is now frustrating that when you're all being constantly forced back into the digital side. I did, on the other hand, want to pick up another point that I've been getting through from a number of colleagues and peers, in that we are becoming a much more complaining society. You're picking up customer service, and I absolutely with you, customer service is obviously vitally important, but we're also noticing when you're on the opposite side that people are being much more rudely critical. So when you get feedback, it's feedback that is pushed in a very unpleasant way. And that seems to be an element of the frustration that's coming out. And I can understand, therefore, companies going, well, actually, in that case, you can deal with an AI rather than putting a human being under that sort of stress.
I think, unfortunately, that's totally the wrong response. Putting it more under AI will only increase the level of frustration. It may be painful initially speaking, but I think it's got to be taken out of that context, which only increases people's tensions and stress levels. I think what we're seeing here is a repeat of what we saw earlier in the periods with the rise of social media. Much social media tended to arrive initially in business as a additional means of complaint or customer feedback. Traditional telephone helplines or customer support methods were often overloaded and poorly resourced, the result of which was people complained on Twitter or any other social media that was available because they knew that they would get a response. Cases such as Adobe's and Dell's are fairly well written up as case studies where people would go to social media to complain about lack of service or a product and would get response there when they've been waiting for days to get a response via the standard feedback mechanisms. And I think social media styles are feeding in again to this attitudes. There is a built-in disparity between the human as a human interface and a social media interface. There is an element whereby I wouldn't say to you face to face what someone might say to you on social media because you're not there and you are not going to respond to it maybe even in a physical way. So the tendency is your level of rudeness can go up because you're so frustrated. You know, I'm fairly mild-mannered, but even I get frustrated with 16-minute waits on telephone lines. And now I'm finding that even after I've got through the automated chatbot, I'm now finding it is regularly up to 9 minutes wait for a response on a human chatbot because they're just under-resourced. There just aren't enough people looking at people's comments and questions. So resource is, I think, an all-important issue here, and automation isn't necessarily the issue. There are other areas where automation may well reduce customer frustrations, as we've discussed in the past in places like hospitality.
Yes, I think you make a very interesting point about the social mediaization of conversation.
If that, that's better than my hesitation. Yes, I quite agree. Yes.
And I think one of the things that we all need to be aware of is both the way we can come across as consumers, and like you, I'm reasonably easygoing, but I can, you know, it's very easy to go from relaxed to furious, and it happens much more quickly at the moment because we are all under a lot of stress. And I think it's the continuing stress as well. I don't know about you, but I haven't processed the fact that the lockdown continues because I haven't quite worked out what effect it's going to have on what I was planning to do. But it just doesn't feel great. So you therefore automatically feel under more stress.
You're right. It's the absence of it easing, even though you probably weren't going to go straight down to the nightclub and rave till 4 o'clock.
What are you saying?
Well, you'd be out by three, wouldn't you, Kieran? So the tendency is that it hasn't sunk in yet. And for some sectors, it's going to be, you know, it is going to be bad for another month. I can see the nighttime sector, as it seems to be called these days, is talking about a significant impact. On the other hand, one has to weigh up the greater good, as it were, and one hopes that these things will ease quite quickly. But anyway, the point from a marketer's perspective, I think, is very much is, you know, assist your customers as much as you possibly can, even if it means, you know, an extra day's delivery time rather than delivery within 4 days, might be 5 days, but put some more people on customer service.
I think that's a really good point, Charles, and probably a good point to end on, that just at the moment we all need to be kind, but you also need to be very careful about your customer service and the service levels that you are offering.
Yes, Kieran, I quite agree. As in the first lockdown, when people went to their local suppliers because they could see them face to face and wanted to support them, I think those companies that are going to support their customers, even online through better customer service, will be the ones that win through. I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you very much.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content
from Cambridge Marketing College.